This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This week, WPR is taking a look at how the Trump administration's policies have reshaped Wisconsin 1 year in. From the dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education to withholding billions of dollars of federal dollars, K-12 and post-secondary education saw unprecedented changes over the last year. Corrine Hess has more on the cancellation of one grant used to train special education teachers in Milwaukee.
The school day is almost over at Pulaski High School on Milwaukee's south side, and most students are packing up to leave. But Sarah Lind is still helping a student struggling with her English homework.
So that's how they're similar. What do you think is unusual about that?
It takes some time, but Lind and the young woman figure it out before the last bell. Lind is a special education teacher who moves from room to room at Pulaski to help students where needed. This is a second career for Lind that almost didn't happen. Last year, just as she was finishing a teacher residency program through the University of Wisconsin-Madison, the federal funding for the project was cut by the Trump administration.
We were all like, are we going to be able to continue? Are we going to still be able to get our teaching license, continue in this program? What are we going to do? Are we going to be stuck with this degree that's half done? Are we going to have to pay this back?
Lind was one of 36 people to join the UW-Madison Teacher Residency Program in 2023. The program was a partnership between the university and MPS. It provided graduate students with on-the-job training for a year while they completed their master's degree in special education. In return, students pledged to stay at MPS to teach after graduation. The partnership was funded by a five-year, $3.3 million federal grant. Michael Harris is the chief of staff for MPS. He says it's always a struggle to fill special education positions, so the program was a great opportunity.
It was really like the gold standard, the way that it was structured.
Then, in February 2025, the education department abruptly canceled the grant. According to the department, the money was being used to, quote, train teachers and education agencies on divisive ideologies. MPS approved funding to keep the program alive, while UW-Madison appealed the decision. Harris says the district didn't want to lose teachers.
We knew that we needed to make sure that we were taking care of these individuals so that we could retain them in the long run.
In August, UW-Madison learned the Department of Education denied their appeal. 3 days after his January 20th inauguration, President Trump issued an executive order to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion from schools. In Wisconsin, that's resulted in the termination of previously approved, federally funded projects across the state's public universities. Kimber Wilkerson is the project director of the teacher residency program at UW-Madison. She says the application described recruiting teachers from a diverse pool of candidates. In her view, that didn't make the program a DEI initiative.
It's hard to appeal when the basis for the termination feels like it's hard to understand.
Will Flanders is a research director at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He believes the Trump administration has made common sense reforms to education that most Americans support. He cited reinstating Title IX regulations in girls' sports, federal tax credits for private schools, and dismantling the Department of Education to remove bureaucracy. Flanders says the Trump administration has been clear. By removing DEI from education, that people will not be judged by their skin color.
You know, if you want to have programs that benefit sort of downtrodden individuals, there's still an opportunity for that. You just can't use racial terms to do it. Create a program for low-income families, and oftentimes you'll benefit African-American families and Hispanic families as well, but we just can't use the language of race.
Wilkerson says in her more than two decades at UW-Madison, she has never had a federal grant rescinded. In fact, until last year, she says she felt like her work is an extension of the work being done by the Department of Education. Now she says educators are having to reinterpret what their goals are. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.